Let's get an update now from Iran, which may be the country in the Middle East hardest hit by COVID. There are reports of patients being treated on hospital floors, potentially in mosques, taxis being used as hearses. COVID has taken the lives of more than 96,000 Iranians, according to the health ministry. And NPR's Peter Kenyon is following this from Istanbul. And Peter, what is the latest COVID news from Iran? The Delta variant, the number of cases?
Well, the daily tally of new confirmed COVID-19 cases reported by the Iranian Health Ministry keeps hitting record highs. They're running at about 40,000 new cases every day, with the death toll frequently topping 500 a day. Now, we should point out that from the beginning, some governments have been accused of underreporting both the caseload and the death toll, and that could be the case here. But even these official Iranian figures are quite bad.
Grim. So what is the official line from the government about how it's responding?
Well, Iranian officials and the media, pro-government media, often report on how many people have recovered from COVID-19. That's more than 3.6 million, last I looked. They like to lead with the good news. And then they follow up by saying more than 14 million Iranians have had at least the first dose of a vaccine. Of course, that's in a country of some 85 million people.
Yeah.
Some officials do say American sanctions have been the big problem, hampering the COVID-19 response. The sanctions obviously don't apply to food or medicine. It says so quite clearly. But Iranians say it doesn't matter. Banks simply don't want to deal with Iran for fear of secondary U.S. sanctions.
Now, I want to ask you a little bit more about vaccines. So by my math, that's about one in six Iranians or so having one shot, at least. I mean, does the country have enough vaccines?
Well, officials say yes, but frustrated Iranians who've been trying to get vaccinated for months, they say otherwise. I mean, all too often, people find supplies have run out at their local clinic. They go and they sign up, and then they find the place is locked when they get there. And critics also point out that Iran hurt itself in January when the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, startled health officials by banning the import of vaccines made in the U.S. or Britain. Now, Khamenei is saying coronavirus is the number one problem, the most important issue facing Iran today. But it seems that his ban on U.S. and British-made vaccines hasn't been lifted yet.
And how about vaccines and citizens in Iran? Are there any vaccine skeptical people there?
No, actually. Iran doesn't have that particular problem. Huh. Iranians are quite serious about getting vaccinated and protecting themselves. They say the problems in Iran are not the result of people being reluctant to get vaccinated. They say it's things like corruption, government mismanagement, also American sanctions. And as far as dealing with the coronavirus, Ebrahim Raisi, the hardline conservative president, has a clear mandate to do it. The Supreme Leader said, get to it. Whether he can and how quickly he can do that, that's another question, and the answer is far from clear at the moment.
All right, that is NPR's Peter Kenyon in Istanbul. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.